Love you. Weiter in Shas. We're in Chumash of Ayin Zayin, picking up Ayin Vav and Beis by the bottom of the page. Second to last line says the Gemara. Hainu Gidin Makin, Dasil Kamei, Derava. A little switcheroo over there. Ash is the Havum, it's Starfi, Labasa, Bechufin Rov, Etzaman Nishbar. That is, yeah, this broken bone over here. And it was, and what happened was, is that there was a greater portion was covered by the combination of flesh and some soft sinews that was brought in front of Rava. Amar Rava, Lamai Lechazul, what are you worried about? You want to know the psak? What are you worried about? Of course you consider it like flesh. You know why? Chadad Rabbi Yochanan, Gidin Shesof Lahakshus, when you have these Gidin the sinews that eventually are going to become hard, Nimnam Aleim B'Pesach, we consider them enough for a carbon Pesach. Rashi says, Dafil lo Nimna Adam Ima Chabura, we know that when you have what's known as a Karban Pesach, you have to join a certain group for the Karban Pesach, and that's considered enough in order to be able to go ahead to connect with it. So you should consider these soft ones like flesh. But not only that, Torah chas, I'm going to say so, the Torah is chas. We're worried about the money of Israel, of the Jews, and therefore we rely on this opinion to go makel. The broken leg that's covered with the flesh and the soft sinews is going to be okay to eat. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, Rabbi Shimon Malakas, says Rabbi Shimon Malakas is actually argues of Yochanan. He says that the soft sinews that stands to harden is not considered like flesh. He says the rice is aser do araisa. Where we know that if you have this question about it, we're in the suffix, we're machmir. You're saying, oh, what are we worried about? It's a suffix deraisa. Ishtek, he was quiet. Rav was quiet. Vama Ishtek, why are you quiet? Vama Rav, Rav himself said, the lacha goes according to Reish Lakish. In these three things. It doesn't list the issue of the soft sinews among those things. So it must hold that the lacha goes in this area according to Yochanan, who says that the soft sinews are like the flesh, even though it's going to eventually get hard. So what's the issue? No, Shani Hachin's case is different. The Hadar Be'er of Yochanan Lagabi Derim Shimon Ben Lakish, because Yochanan himself actually changed his mind, and he was Moder to Reish Lakish, that's going to be a problem. The Amar Lei, and he says to him, we're going to see later on, Al Taknitini, Al Taknitini, Beloshin Yachad and Nishonosa. Don't upset me, because I learn it in the singular form. Right? And this is a discussion which comes up much later in the Masechta. And she says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Ba'or Varotev, the Gaboy Minei, or Harosh Shel Egel Harach. If you have the skin, the hide of the head, of the soft, of this Egel. Maush Yitma. What's the din if it's tummy or it's not tummy? So what happens is over there is that eventually it's going to become hard. So Reish Lakish asks of Yochanan whether in this case, when it's eventually going to be hard, is it going to be something that's going to be kabbal toma when it's still soft? Reish Lakish said that it's not considered like flesh even when it's soft. Reish Lakish therefore challenged him from the Mishnah, and Bekitzer, he ends up, long story, but he ends up backing up and agreeing with him. Says the Gemara, another story. There was a case in which the bone was fractured and broken through the skin, but only partially. The greater part of it was covered by the flesh and the skin. But a chip became detached from it. A small piece of the exposed part of the bone fell off. The question came up is that we say whether the fact that the bone was now deficient, maybe it's unfit, even though the greater part was properly covered with flesh. Also came to the Bible, came from Abaye, and he didn't know whether it was good or whether it was something which was not good. Is it good? No good. Abaye. And he didn't know. Shaye Tlasa Rigle, he had held off in his psak for three regalim to ask about the great sages. Rashi says, Lishla halach l'chachamim ne'asaf from the regal, when they all gather together. And he couldn't get the answer. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masna, Father Masna said to the owner of the animal, Zil kamei de Rava bari de Rav Yosef bar Chama, go over there, right, this is Rava, you know, like Rava Nabaye. So go to Rava bari de Rav Yosef bar Chama. Interesting. De Harifa Sakine. Rashi says, "Hu Rava bar plucked the Dabai." Like for some reason, they go through the whole name over here. His knife is sharp. In other words, he's Rashi says, "Leave pasuach lo besvara." He's got good svaras. He's got good svara. He answered for you, okay? By $1, also the kamei king from Rava. Amara, he said, "Michti He said, right, he said, let's see, we learned in the Braisa, if the bone was fractured and the bone broke through the skin, then if the skin and the flesh covered the greater part, it's going to be mutter. Since the Braisa says, no matter, you know, it says it straight up, that a covering of the skin and the flesh is going to fix it, then we could say, Mali nafel mali ise. What do I care if part of the bone fell off or if it's all over there? As long as the skin and flesh is covering the greater part of it, the remaining bone, then it's going to be mutter. Amale Ravina Lirava Mislakit Mahu. What is the din? Let's say you know you have a certain amount that has to cover the if the skin and flesh is there and parts when parts are added together, then what's the din? In other words, it's not like one like continuous piece covering it, but a bunch of them together, majority is covered. Misrosis Mahu, what's gonna be the din if we're in a case of if it gets flattened, right? If you flatten, make it a very skinny layer, then it covers it. Mismasmes mahu. What happened if the greater part of the bone decayed? What's going to be then? Hechidam mismasmes. What is this talking about? That it's decayed? Armor from the brave of Yeshua. Kol shayrofe kodro. Any flesh that a vet would carve away if he was trying to heal an animal is considered like decayed in references. Ibailu, Nikabau. Then he asks, what happens if the greater part of the bone was punctured? What's going to be the din? Does that detract from its ability to be covered or not? Niklaf Mahu, right? I'm sure. Okay, Niklaf. If it's peeled away. Let's say it's peeled away from the bone. What's going to be the din? Like the flesh that covers a greater part of the bone is not attached to it. It was peeled away and then replaced, so it's like lying loosely on top of it. Nistak mahu. What happens if it was split? There was enough flesh to cover the greater part of the bone, but it's split open. Nital shlisha tachna mahu. The bottom one third of the thickness of the flesh was removed. Only the upper two thirds are there, then mahu. What is going to be the din? This is Gemara. Tashma. The Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Or Harehu Kabasar. Skin, it's equal to flesh. Words are covering the bone. So we also assume this is. This talks about a case where all the flesh beneath the skin was removed, where Yochanan said it's still going to be good. So certainly when the skin and two-thirds of the thickness of the flesh is going to be good. Dilma says, well, maybe not. Dilma dekana maska today. Maybe Yochanan is talking about a case where the skin took hold of its own bone, took hold of its bone, and it's attached firmly to the bone. So we don't really have an answer over there. Amar Ravashi, Kavin and Bey Rav Papi Bailan, when they asked Rav Papi... Beira Papi, let's say the Yeshiva Beira Papi, we asked, Nikdar Kimin Tabas Mahu, the flesh is carved away like a ring around the air of the break, what's the din? Upashatna Mehoda Amar Rabihuda Amar Rav, and we answered from like Rav to Amar, I'm sorry, Davar Zeh, Sha'alti Lechacham L'Rofim, I asked this question to the great sages and to the doctors, meaning the vets. Varmu Mesarto Be'etzim Amar La'Ruka, and they said that one scratches the flesh with a bone, and it regenerates. Only a bone should be used. Only a bone to be used to scratch the flesh. But metal is going to mess it up. It's going to aggravate it if you scratch it. So since the flesh can regenerate, the animal is going to be good. It's going to be fit. It's chuzzy. Amar Papa v'hu dekana garma didei. This applies where the bone took hold of its own flesh. Zok the next heliga mishnah. We're so zocha to learn together. Here we go. Last Bishta in the fourth parak. Someone goes in and they shock the animal and they find inside the amniotic sac that's inside it. Nefesh hayofa tochlana, a person who's, you know, he doesn't get grossed out too often. She says, she ain't daito katsaba machmasivus. He's not disgusted by it. And what's it then? Tochalna. Go ahead, eat it. Rashi says, "V'lo amrina neiver menachayhu." You don't say neiver menachayhu. Shagam he niteres b'shit the same. The shchizem is kashering. If it ain't a metama, if it's not metame, lo tumas ochlin, v'lo tumas nevelos. Chishev alev when in mind to eat it. Metama tumas ochlin. It conveys tumas ochlin, v'lo tumas nevelos. I mean, even though the amalek sack is not inherently considered food, a person's intent to eat it makes it food, and therefore, if it touches any tumah, then it becomes tummy. V'lo tumas nevelos, v'lo tumas nevelos. One's intent to eat it. Makes it food, not flesh. Shilya Shiatsam Exasal is the amniotic sac that came out partially from the womb before the animal was shechted. Asur Bechisa said eat it even after the Shechita. Simen Vlad B'isha. It's a sign of a fetus. It's the sign of a fetus in a woman. The Simen Vlad B'him and the sign of a fetus in an animal. Says Rashi, Zeo Petter Rechem Shla. It's a Petter opening of the womb. Okay, I'm a vakeres sheipil shilya. If an animal carrying its first fetus miscarried an amniotic sac, it's a firstborn. If it's a male, it has the kedusha of a bechor, even if it's not a viable child. When the animal miscarries merely an amniotic sac, however, we can't discern the gender of the fetus that it has inside of it. Shulchan aklavim, you go throw it to the dogs. If mukdashim, if it occurs in the case of mukdashim, then tikaber, you go and you bury it. Vein kovrim nosa beparshas darachim, but you don't bury it in a fork of the road. Vein tolin nosa. The Elon, and you can't hang it on a tree. You play Darkei Emori. This is because of Darkei HaEmori, the ways of the Emorim. Okay, now what's this? This is talking about the people that lived in Eretz Yisrael before they came and took over. And they had certain practice. They were like superstitious stuff, and they would protect the animals from miscarriages. And all these practices of non-Jews are under an Isser of Velo Sa'aseh Kema'aseh, don't act according to their practices. Right, this is Azai Gezakt Rashi Nichosh Sukseh Velo Sasek Masem. Don't do like they do. Yeah. Now, one of the things that we said in the Mishnah was that the amniotic sack that was found in the Shechted animal could be eaten, but if it's sticking out a little bit, it can't be. Menani Mili, where do we know this from? Sakhtahe, look at Gemara. What a good question. Ay, 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 yum. Bum, 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 bum. Tana Rabbanan. The Torah says, any animal you can eat. L'rabba says, Hashilia, it goes and include the amniotic sac that's found inside. Yachlof Yatsa Mikzatsa, you think even a little bit came out, that you can have that also. Tamid Lomer, Osa, just it. Osa, Velo Shiliosa, which implies only it, the animal itself, but not the amniotic sac, which implies to the case that the sac came out a little bit before the Shechita. Michti, let's see. Ain Shilya below Vlad. There's no amniotic sac without a fetus in it. Lamali cross. So why don't we need a pasuk to tell me that when the sac came out a little bit before the mother's shechita, it's going to be aser? It's obvious since we must surely be concerned for the possibility that the fetus had already come out, and since this is a birth, it can't be mutter with the shechita of the mother. And so the Gemara cross machta be'alma. No, the pasuk is just a support for something you could have known already. Ve'ena mitam, tzametame, food or the velas. Bayer of Yitzchak bar Nafcha or chamor sheshloko mau. If the hide of a donkey was cooked a lot, shloko means you cook it a lot, a lot, a lot. What's going to be the din? The hide is very tough and gross, but it can be softened by cooking it a lot. Lamayin. And what are we talking about in reference to what? Ila tumas ochlin. If you want to figure out whether or not this in reference to tumas of ochlin, whether you cook a lot elevates it to the status of food, so then if it can be kabel tuma by touching something tamei, tanina, we learned this in a braisa. Beep, turn the page. Ayin zayin ma base. Ila tumas the velos. And if it's for... If your question is about Tumas de Velos, Ayin Zayin Beis, then whether you cook it a lot, it's going to bring it to a level, a category of flesh that can be considered like part of the donkey's body, which is inherently tummy as an avela, Tanina, right? So we learned that also in the Braisa. Tumas Ochlin, in reference to Tumas Ochlin, we learned the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. However, show you the hide in the amniotic sac of the animal, Ein Metamin Tumas Ochlin. Sam Metamin Tumas Ochlin, because they're not considered edible. Or Shishokh of Shishokh Shechishavala, but the hide that was cooked extensively and had an amniotic sac that was intended to be eaten, the metame Tumas Ochlin, they are metame Tumas Ochlin. Tumas the Velos, Namitani, we also learned that as well. Benivlasa. It always says that if an animal dies, the one who touches its carcass will be tame. It's telling that the tumor is acquired through contact with the dead flesh, vloba or, but not through the hot with the hide. No, when someone said the bones will give them out the sinews, will have been by canoe, not the horns, will have been fine, not the hooves. From Rebbe Chana, lo nitzcha, elo sha'asan tzike k'deira. The teaching excluding these parts of the animal from Tumah is needed only in the case where one made them a seasoned pot stew by cooking them extensively with spices. So we learn in these two braises that if you really cook it a lot, the hide is going to become Tumah Tumas Ochlin, and does not have the Tumah Zan of the Tumah of the Nevelis. So what's what was the question? Le'olam Tumas Ochlin. Really, the question is about Tumas Ochlin. That's who wants to know. You go out and you take this donkey and you cook the hide extensively. Does it have Tumas Ochlin? V'shayni or chamor the most, but that of a donkey is much different. It's discussed because it gets really, because really, really, really gross. Extensively cooking softens the hide that can be eaten, and this is normally going to put something into the category of food, but it doesn't necessarily apply to the donkey, because besides being tough, it's also disgusting to most people. So this Nafcha was asking whether it can be considered food, even when you go and you extensively cook it. And we don't answer the question. The Mishnah said, Shilya Shiyatza, if you have the Shilya, the same exact that came out. It came out partially from the womb before the animal was shechted. It's going to be also to be eaten even after the shechita. It's a sign, and then we said, it's a sign of a fetus and a woman, a sign of a fetus of an animal. This is only if there's no vlad that's with it. We're not worried about the possibility that there's originally another fetus in the sack. The fetus in the womb is considered to be the one that was originally in there, and since this fetus is unborn, the sack is going to be mutter. Rilchan argues. He says, "Bein eini mavlad, bein yeshi mavlad." Either way, and the fetus is unborn. Choshen levarach, where there's another vlad, that there was originally another vlad in the sack, and already it was already born. So the amnik sack is, in any event, aser to be eaten. Eini, is it really true? Va'amar Rabbi Yirmiya, l'chumra amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar's din. He said his din to be more machmir in the machlokas, according to the one we just brought here. Rabbi Elazar is actually more mekel. Aliyat machmir. This is what he says. This is what he says. What we say. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Lo shanu elishena kshura bevlad. They taught that the amnonic sack that came out partially is going to be usher, implying that this is so even when there is still a fetus there. Only about a case where the sack is not attached to the fetus. Aval kshura bevlad is attached to the fetus. I'm not worried about another one. From Yochanan Amar, remember that was another one that was already there and came out. Yochanan Amar, Anu Ein Lanu Elishilya Below Vlad. We hold that there's nothing that is usher under the Mishnah's din except for this amniotic sack without any fetus. So we issue of Vlad, but if there's a fetus together with it, being sure be Vlad, being sure be Vlad, we don't care about another Vlad. But we say that's the only one that was there. Behind the Rabbi Yirmiya, this is what Rabbi Yirmiya said. It goes according to him, the Chumra on Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar's opinion is a more machmir one. Now, Tanya Kavis Rabbi Elazar, Bryce like him, Hamapelis min behema chayiv of. If a woman aborts a fetus that's like a animal, behema chayrenof, the shilya imayin and the shilya comes out with it, then what's the din? Bizman shikshir behen, when it's tied to them, attached to them, echoshin levadach, we're not worried about another one that was there in the sack. Right? We assume that the animal-like fetus is her only one that was originally there. Therefore, she's not subject to the tumah of childbirth. And if she had no bleeding during it, she is tahor. Ain't sure, but if she, if it's not kosher, then I really matil alea chomer shel shnei vladosen. We place upon this woman this the chomer of two children, in which case she would be tameh. Shani Amer, because I say that Shema Nimoch Shapir Shel Shilya, maybe the embryo of the amnonic sac dissolved, and Shema Nimocha Shel Yasa. Maybe Shilshavir, then perhaps the amniotic sac of the embryo that was born dissolved. So we see that there is, it makes sense to distinguish in the case where it's attached to the fetus and where it's not attached. Got the next part of the Mishnah. Mivakeres Shepil, if the animal carrying its first fetus miscarried, you throw it to the dogs. My time, what's the reason that it's not treated like a possible bechor, which is kadosh? Therefore, you can't throw the dogs. Amar Vika b'de Rav Ami, Rov behemah sheyoldos davar a kadosh b'bechor. The majority of animals, when they give the firstborn, give birth to something that is kadosh as a bechor. If it's a male, umir behemah davar sheyno kadosh b'bechor. But umir of the animals give birth to something that is not kadosh as a bechor, even if it's a male. So, mind you, what is this? This thing that's not kadosh as a bechor? Nidme. It's a child whose form is the likeness of a different type of animal. Anything that's giving, all those giving birth, give birth to one, you know, half males and half females. Add the minority of the male children that are unfit to be kadosh because they look like the half that are female. Havalu zechar miyuta, and then it comes into the zechar are called the miyut. So this idea that the majority dictates that what we don't know in the suffix what the kid's going to be with the amnesiac sack, we need not treat it as a bechor. But if this happened in the case of animals that are muktash, the animal sack and the animal sack should be buried. My time. What's the reason that it's different here than the previous one? Ruba bar miktashu. It's because in the majority of cases, the offspring of a consecrated animal is itself fit to become consecrated by birth. By birth. Right? The only exception is if it was the likeness of a different species, which is very rare. Okay, and then the last part of the Mishnah said, Vein kovar nesa, but you can't bury it at the fork in the road, and you can't hang it in a tree because of Darkei Amori. Both of them come and say, Kol davar sheish bo refuah. Any practice that is a refuah shtickle, like drinking a certain potion and putting some sort of ointment or saying a certain incantation over a wound, Ein bo mishum Darkei Amori, it doesn't fall into the category of the Isser of Darkei Amori, even if it's what they did. Ein bo refuah, but if it's something that doesn't have any refuah, like something done, an act done away from the sick person or animal, like burying a miscarried fetus at a fork in the road to protect the mother from further miscarriages, which is like kishuf, yeshu mishum darkei amori, then it falls into the category of darkei amori. Right? The Torah asks us only following these things that are not going to give any sort of benefit, the Ran explains. So Rashi's mashma that this is because the superstitious acts are close to the idea of kishuf. Apparently there are others that explain that the actions that are practiced blindly are done to imitate the Amoris, and therefore it could be like they're agreeing with them. Things that have no value of therapy or something like that are not observed in the imitation of them, but for the benefit learned that's gotten from them, and therefore they're going to be mutter. Frak the Gemara of Tanya, but we're looking at Braisa, Ilan Shemashir, Perosav, if you have a tree, that's shedding its fruit early. Sokro besikra vetono ba'avanim. It can dye it with the red pigment and burden its branches with rocks. And these are darkei amori. Bishlam vetono ba'avanim. It makes sense with the rocks thing. Ki hechi, for what purpose? Beep, turn the page. Ayin chesem adalaf. Hechi de nichshush chelets. Vitality will be sapped. Right? It won't be as strong anymore and its fruits will not ripen early. Ella sokro besikra, but what's the idea of dying with red pigment? Damai, why would you do that? There's not any sort of therapy that's going on. Yehi de lichaz yua in shivli by rachmi elave. So people should see it and daven for it. That's what they put it. It's not to heal it, but to get the attention of the owner of what's going on, for the people to see what's going on with the owner's tree. Also daven, this tree will get better. Kedetanya. The Bryson says, "V'tami tami yikra," like the pasuk says, by somebody who is sarash, you should call out, "I'm tami." So echla deal around me. You have to let people know about this. For Rabbi Mavakshim, Lavakshim, people daven for him. The chemi she'ira bodaver, something that happens to someone, something bad. So echla deal around me. Rabbi Mavakshim, Lavakshim, should tell the people. People should daven for them. Amr Avina, Avina says, "Kaman talin and kubsa bedikla." According to whom do we hang a cluster of dates on a palm tree that sheds its fruit early? Kaman ki haitana. What do you mean? According to this tana of this. Right, so the cluster of dates is an alert to the public that the palm is unhealthy, that people can go daven for it. Hajan Allah, Behema Makshe, Mazdor finishes the fourth parak, and you know what we do. We say that Hajan Allah, let's go back to Samachas for a second. The Mishnah says, right, Samachas Manalf, Behema Makashe Leilid. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.